I was actually just at home with my dad, just watching on the couch, and kind of waited for a while, but almost stopped watching, just was hanging out, but got a text from my buddy who was actually at the draft thing, Winnipeg, exclamation point, and just started freaking out almost, but super excited, yeah.
Yeah, so it gets into that seventh round. Are you starting to think, like, maybe I'm going to get passed over here?
Thought was always in my brain, like, could happen or couldn't, like, never was a definite thing, so was a little bit nervous, but super excited to hear.
And you talked to the Jets at all, scouts or any of those guys?
Yeah, I talked to a couple scouts before and had a good relationship with them, and was almost had an ongoing conversation with them, so I wasn't too surprised to hear it was Winnipeg.
So what's it like coming in here this week for you then, now that you've had the excitement of getting picked, and here you are a few days later now wearing Jets colors? Just what's it like to have the whole week now that you're here?
It's like almost like a dream come true, basically. My brother's been to development camps before, and I always thought that maybe it could happen to me, but probably not. But now that I'm here, it's almost like it's not real, and I'm just so happy to be here.
Kevin had said on Saturday that he thought you were going to go back to Okotoks for one more year before you go to Harvard, or when are you planning to head to Harvard?
I'm going to go to Harvard in 2019, so I have one more year of junior left.
That must be exciting. Harvard, obviously a pretty prestigious school, and quite a hockey program as well. So excitement about what that part of your future holds.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Had a lot of really like the coaches there, and think they have a lot of good prospects coming in, and should have a really good team while I'm there, and I'm super excited to go.
You mentioned your brother. How much has that maybe helped you in that he's gone through this process a little bit? He attended, as you say, development camp. He was in training camp with the Golden Knights, and I think had one heck of a debut game, didn't he, with them last year?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Hat trick?
Yeah, he had their first hat trick, so that was definitely a cool experience for him and my family. So, it's been huge to my development, being able to have a brother like that. He's always helped me out and everything, and we've always skated together and practiced, and I've been able to almost practice with higher level players because of my brother, so I've been able to develop faster almost.
Yeah. Obviously you're a smart guy getting into an Ivy League school like that. Do you know what you're planning on taking at Harvard? Or
I'm not 100% sure yet, but probably business.
And how about your game itself? Obviously you had big numbers and big penalty minutes. I mean, how would you, for people who haven't seen you, how would you describe how you play?
I think that I'm a hard worker and just a bit of a power forward and able to score, but I like to think that I'm able to play any role that I'm put in almost, but I like to be a two-way forward as well.
Physical guy as well, I would
imagine. Yeah, I love to hit, so I love to take the body and sometimes get some penalty minutes, but try to keep that to a minimum.
I saw one scouting report, it described you as a human wrecking ball. Do you like that description?
I don't know if I'm quite at that level, but it's definitely, I like to hear that, I guess, but it's cool, pretty cool to be described as that, I think.
Is there a player or two in the NHL that you've watched and maybe thought, I'd like to play like that or be that kind of player?
Yeah, I think Tom Wilson on the Washington Capitals, I like to play like him, but he's definitely a lot bigger than me, but I also like to play Jordan Tutu. I think I'd love to play like him as well.
Why did you choose Harvard? I mean, obviously it's a great school, but you would have other options as well, I'm sure.
Big part of it was the schooling, and but also a huge part was just the way I got to know the coaches and just the way their programs ran and how many great players have come out of Harvard. I believe that's the right fit for me.
You figure you'll go back to Okotoks, or will it be... think there could be a trade in the works, or do you have a young team, old team?
No, probably go back to Okotoks, and if I play in the AGHL, yeah.
Is you considering somewhere else?
Yeah, well, I'm still making up my mind. I got drafted to the Fargo Force in the USHL, so I still haven't made my final decision yet. So I'm not sure yet.